Back in 1986, an excavation crew in Romania was bulldozing through the soil on the coast of the Black Sea to see if it might be a good spot to build a power plant, when suddenly something cracked and the earth gave way and they realized there was something big and weird and hollow down there. This is not a good place to build a power plant. And to make a long story short, they called some scientists to take a look, and those scientists have now discovered that the excavation crew stumbled on one of the most astounding caves on the planet. According to their studies, this 800-foot-long cave has been completely sealed off from the world as we know it for 5.5 million years. There is no sunlight, no normal air, no rainwater trickles through. The scientists are still in the middle of their research project, and they've already discovered 33 species of insects and other creatures that no one has ever reported before. Biologist Thomas Kane is a member of the project, and he joins us now. And Thomas Kane, what was it like for you the first time you started crawling into this sealed-off world?
Well, actually, the cave is relatively unimpressive as caves go. It's got about a 60-foot vertical drop in the entrance. We use a cable ladder to get down. And once you're down at the bottom, the cave is pretty much a gradual descent down to some water of about 700 feet or so. The cave is warm because the water's coming up from deep in the earth. And so the cave temperature is about 70 degrees. It's about room temperature. You can actually go caving in here in a t-shirt and shorts if you want to.
So if the cave itself doesn't look like anything spectacular, tell us about some of these strange creatures you've been finding. I take it, for instance, that some of them look exactly like the creatures we would have found if we could go back more than 5 million years ago?
Well, yes and no. Certainly, at least some of the species in the cave were probably, their ancestors were probably isolated in caves fairly early on.
In other words, they've developed in a time warp.
Yeah.
And these are what? Spiders, bugs, what?
Spiders, insects, some small invertebrates that are shrimp-like in character that live in the water. The difference between the species that we see in the cave now and the ancestors that they were derived from is that the cave species now have lost their eyes, they've lost their pigmentation. Many of them have very long legs and long antennae, which presumably compensate for the lack of light and the lack of vision in the cave. But the in addition to the changes in their appearance, there's another problem that they face in this cave, and that is that there's a gas in this cave. It's a gas that smells a bit like rotting eggs. It's called hydrogen sulfide.
Normally, that would be somewhat toxic to people, wouldn't it?
Yes, in fact, it can act in much the same way that cyanide can act, and in fact, in high concentrations, can be lethal to a lot of organisms, including potentially the organisms that live in the cave here. So they've had to find ways to deal with this. One of the more interesting species that we've discovered in the cave is an insect, which has the common name water scorpion. It's an aquatic insect. It's a predator. And one of the things we've noted about it is that it tends to have sort of a fuzzy growth on its back. And we believe that fuzzy growth are bacteria, which are able to detoxify the hydrogen sulfide. So we think that that may be one of the ways this particular species has modified itself to live in the cave. In addition to this water scorpion, another species that is rather fascinating is a leech, which occurs in the cave.
Yum.
Yeah, if you are aware of the reputation of leeches, obviously you know that normally we think of them as parasites that will bite you and start drawing blood from you. And in fact, a grad student of mine, Sherban Sarbu, who's really the one who spearheaded the work on this, he was a Romanian, he's a Romanian by birth, lives in the United States now, did much of the diving because much of the work in this cave requires scuba diving. Many of the more interesting parts of the cave are only accessible that way. And one of the first diving trips he took in the cave, as he was swimming through the water, he noted these leeches. They have a very characteristic swimming motion that almost anybody will recognize. And his first response was to be a bit taken aback by seeing these leeches in the water until he realized that these leeches, in fact, had never seen a human, let alone another vertebrate. And as it turns out, of course, are not parasites like most leeches are. These are actually predators. They turn out to be species that eat worms in the cave.
I love it. Leeches that don't even know how to draw blood.
Right, exactly.
You know, now that you are investigating this cave, I take it that you are bringing, some earthly air and at least other bits and specks from the surface into it, aren't you? You've broken the seal, essentially.
Yeah, that's a bit of a concern. You are right. We have intruded in ways that have not happened before. And so we do have some concerns, and there's a number of things that we've done to try to minimize our impact. The first is to really limit the number of people that can go into the cave. There's probably, at the moment, maybe half a dozen to 10 people who have ever been in that cave in the 10 years we've known about it. The second is even those of us that do go in, make sure that we keep our trips as infrequent as possible. And when we're in there, we try to maximize what work needs to be done. And then with divers, try to stay on the regulators, not breathe the air, in part because some of the parts of the cave really do have very low oxygen. And again, if we're doing a diving trip, they're relatively infrequent, and we try to do everything we can as efficiently as possible.
Okay. Thomas Kane is a professor of biology at the University of Cincinnati. He's been speaking to us from WUOM in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Thanks a lot. Very interesting.
Thank you.